Hello, everyone, and welcome to the February and March 2015 Anything Goes Writing Contest recording. It's a bit overdue as usual, but I'm a busy person now, so you're just gonna have to bear with me as I roll through the eternally loved giant word file. Believe it or not, the extended month gave a bit of time to actually get entries. No way, right? That's what happened. So, let me begin with you, Tora. Like always, I enjoy what you do with your words. I think you have a good use of rhythm, and that always helps. But my concern here is the content. I'm just not digging it. The entire first half of this piece feels generic to me. Really, the line that hit me was, "Underneath our eyes, stuck like soot in tailpipes." That at least stoked some imagery in my mind, but the rest was honestly a far cry from what you're capable of putting out. I think what I would really like to see you attempt is to pack a lot into a small punch. Your usual works are fairly long, allowing for the lower density, so to speak, to convey the information over time. But in this short framework, it becomes really apparent that you need to work and put a little bit more effort into developing your high-density impact writing. And I think with that improvement, you'll progress forward quite nicely. Scrolling on down to Frosted. You're missing an apostrophe, dear, so mind your apostrophes. It's an inside joke from long ago, but since it involves me when I still had time to game, it lives. The good bits about this, I totally dug your word choice. And I think you scratched the surface of something a bit more powerful in the subject content. Still, you suddenly opted to drop this rhyme, and its tempo felt really off to me. The rhythm didn't quite sit right, and I found that distracting. So make sure to improve that going forward. I'm assuming this one is pronounced Nemene. If it's not, my apologies. I enjoyed the beat you put down by this. It really comes off as like a throwdown song in my head, and I like that. The Life's Last Boss line was just humorous to me and really drove the work home. But aside from that, I wasn't really wowed. I've seen things like this done so many times while hosting this contest. It doesn't really come off as striking. Now, your Life's Last Boss line, that thing, okay. That gains you some separation. It had this little sassy playfulness that added to the weighty point of your work. But the gravity of that line didn't really get sufficiently boosted by all the stuff that came before it. So you need to lead up with at least something that drives it home, and it wasn't quite there for me. But, that last part, I love it. Wakahisa S. Again, if I butchered that completely, more apologies. But that usually happens for those who just venture in. I really enjoyed this one. You had some grammatical stuff going on in here that really could be ironed out, particularly pertaining to the sticking of clauses with commas and having it modify the wrong noun. That one in particular could use a little bit of attention. But, okay, screw that. This is one of those ones where the grammatical shortcomings get completely toppled over by the entertainment value. I love the murky gray this story places on the definites. Now, it may not even be your intention, but I'm a physicist, so I like to go off the deep end. So, your last statement of "he's gone" opens this Pandora's box of potential shit. Like, what does it mean? Is it... did something else happen here? Is there more going on? Is the kid even alive? Or is this just like a stepfather feeling guilty over his stepson's passing? And is the whole sequence some kind of weird, dreamy rain drive? Or is he going off in this more literal view that, you know, Avery's use of the word dad somehow signifies the existence of like a new person, that crumbled shell? It doesn't even matter if that's what you wanted to do in this case. The placement of that line and just the context of everything that came before it and the whole, oh, we're driving through the rain, we're going to a hospital. There's so many little things that you can open up with this, and it's in that gray And the creation of numerous scenarios in my head that made this piece just go like, ha, yeah, Wing, you should dig this. And I did. And now, since this one has like leet speak going on, it could just be serpent, or maybe the X is pronounced like a Z. And we're going with serpent here. One of the two. Or completely different. Hell if I know. But, okay. I have some fundamental issues with this piece. You have chains of extremely short dialogue. In other words, like a word or three words, just one after the other, with no meat attached to them. Where's the descriptive power in this? Now, normally, I'd go off and rail on the use of parentheses, but believe it or not, people, I actually understand why they were used in this piece because there's a hidden voice. Of course, I always think there's a better way to do it than parentheses, just because parentheticals usually set off shit that doesn't matter, or is just extraneous to the point of the body around it. But anyway, that's the least of your worries. Writing words in all caps to convey volume is a giant no-no to me. We have punctuation marks for this, namely the exclamation point, and that's enough. In fact, this would have been the perfect part where instead of just saying all caps Y exclamation point question mark, you just wrote it the right way and then said loudly, you know? This is the moment where we can use descriptive powers to wrap around our dialogue and just give it added weight, added meaning. When just looking through this piece, I see, you know, you have points where there is like extended, extended narration. You know, don't be afraid to spread and disperse the wealth evenly over your piece. When you go through and then all of a sudden it's just gotten to this really quick, oh, couple line, couple, you know, couple word, couple word, couple word lines. I just feel like I'm missing out. Generally speaking, what this entails for people, and I really see it in terms of your fight sequence. In your head, you probably see it all. And so it's running like a movie in your mind. At least this is what happens to me. So your job is to make sure the details of that movie make it onto the page and not just what's being spoken. Because it definitely, we needed some more tying bits in here. I mean, I'm not saying it was descriptionless, but it could have used a bit more evenly dispersed wealth. You know, writing is a liberal thing, right? So feel free, spread. Communism. Okay, I'm done now. So, long story short, I'm giving this round to Wakahisa. I just love that piece. I'm sure you could tell just from my passionate wonderment, that piece just won the round for me. Now, the April contest technically ends tomorrow, so that's how late this was. Keep it for posterity. Now, please, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.